I'm KYW's Dave Uram with the Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. It is the Wednesday of Week 8 with the Eagles visiting the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday at 1 o'clock. Merrill, yesterday the Eagles coordinators, Vic Fangio, Michael Clay, Kellen Moore, had their weekly press conferences. Sum it up for us. What stood out to you from those three press conferences?
Well, Vic Fangio talked a lot about the pass rush because they really, really mounted a great rush against the Giants with 8 sacks. But he said the combination of the coverage and the rush stopped the run first. He said force the obvious passing situations, and then you're able to accomplish what they did. As far as Nakobe Dean was concerned, he said he had great effort, great timing. That was the combination of everything. Nakobe Dean had a great game with a couple of sacks. He said the coverage the other day was a lot of zone, and it just worked out perfectly for them. He also had nice things to say about Bryce Huff. He said more passing situations allow him to play more. The other thing about Nolan Smith, who is not a big edge rusher but usually depends on speed, he said the other day he really depended a lot on power. He had some power type of rushes, and it really worked out well.
Encouraging things, no doubt. All right, Michael Clay, the special teams coordinator. Merrill, a lot of conversation about Cooper DeJean, who's been returning punts with Britton Covey out. What's going to happen when Britton Covey returns from his injury? Who's going to be returning punts for the Eagles?
It'll be Britton Covey. In fact, Vic Fangio was asked about Cooper DeJean returning punts, and he said he doesn't really like it. He said because he's one of his core guys now on defense. He said he would rather him not, but of course you're going to use him right now until Britton Covey comes back. Cooper DeJean does a great job, but keep in mind that Britton Covey is one of the top punt returners in the National Football League, so they're anxious for him to return probably in about 2 weeks.
Of course. One of the questions that you asked yesterday, you know, it's fascinating. Braden Mann had been kicking the ball off for the Eagles all season, and then last game, Jake Elliott did it. I think Braden Mann did it, and then they might have gone back to Jake Elliott. What was behind that?
He said it is simply a way to keep the opposition off balance. Although the Eagles continue, whether it's Braden Mann or Jake Elliott, to kick off deep, and the opponent goes out to the 30-yard line. So there hasn't been much difference in what they're doing. You have two kickers who can kick off into the end zone.
Yeah, not a lot of action when it comes to these dynamic kickoffs for the Eagles so far in any of their games. And we'll close in terms of the coordinator press conferences with offensive coordinator Kellen Moore. What did he have to say yesterday?
He was asked about the fact that the Eagles had no turnovers in the past 2 weeks, which certainly has contributed to winning the game. He said that Jalen has made excellent decisions in the last couple of weeks. He said that they are in a situation where Jalen has done a good job also in setting the protection. But they've done an excellent job of securing the football, and also the ball carriers are cognizant of what they have to do to keep it tight to their body and not let that ball get away.
Turnovers are so crucial. Going to be crucial in this upcoming game against the Cincinnati Bengals, Merrill. The Eagles have not played the Bengals much in over their history. The Bengals were founded in the late 60s. 3-9-2 all time against the Cincinnati Bengals. One of the ties was here, their most recent matchup in 2020, and the other tie was in Cincinnati. In fact, Merrill, in 5 trips to Cincinnati, you didn't call all those games because the first game that they played in Cincinnati was 1971. From 5 trips to Cincinnati, the Eagles are 0-4-1 against the Bengals. What do you make of the Eagles' lack of success against this team overall, and especially in Cincinnati?
Just the way things turned out. Cincinnati's not more difficult in terms of the ambience or the crowd noise than any place else. It's just that the Eagles have never played well. It's just worked out that way, but it's time to change that. Maybe this is the week that the Eagles go there and play the kind of defense they played against the Giants and really have that offense roaring, come out, finally score a point in the first quarter, and take off from there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The Eagles all time at what they now call Paycor Stadium. It was called Paul Brown Stadium for the longest time. Now at Paycor Stadium, the Eagles are 0-1-1, with one of those being the tie in which Donovan McNabb did not know that the game ended in ties. He thought they continue into a second overtime, and that obviously wasn't the case. Merrill, do you know the last time that the Eagles beat the Cincinnati Bengals? It's been a while.
It was probably 1846.
Christmas Eve 2000, speaking of Donovan McNabb, Donovan and the Eagles beat the Bengals that day. It was the regular season finale, 16-7 at the Vet, a rather uneventful game at Veterans Stadium, to which the Eagles finished that season 11-5 before their playoff game the following week against the Buccaneers. Merrill, it's been almost 24 years since the Eagles beat the Bengals. I think they are very much due to do so this weekend. What do you think?
I think they are, too. They're overdue.
That's a better way to put it. Merrill, always appreciate the time. Nick Sirianni chats today, and we'll get your thoughts on what he had to say tomorrow morning. That is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.